The 9 Democrats running for governor faced off yesterday in their fourth debate, which was taped and will air on WMAR 2 News on June 13th at 8 p.m. WYPR's Rachel Bay was at the taping and is on the line now. Rachel, was there any particular focus for this debate?
There were questions about the economy, public safety, and redistricting, but schools occupied much of the focus. The 90-minute debate covered school safety, infrastructure, and funding. Several candidates also invoked their ties to Maryland schools during their opening statements and highlighted education in answering non-education-related questions.
How did candidates propose making schools safer? You said school safety was a debate topic.
Yeah, so the question posed was whether Maryland should allow teachers to carry guns, and that got a nearly unanimous no. Entrepreneur Alec Ross, former NAACP leader Ben Jealous, and former Montgomery County Council member Valerie Irvin all called for more counseling support for students. State Senator Richard Mattolino called for school resource officers and for each school to have what he called safety programs. Baltimore resident James Jones was the only candidate to call for greater security measures in schools, including combination locks on classroom doors. He said no school counselor is going to prevent students from getting shot. A few people also linked school safety to gun control more broadly, and Ross repeated a proposal he's mentioned a few times, which would require biometric technology on all guns sold in Maryland. He says that would prevent anyone other than the rightful owner of a gun from firing it.
In the last few years, Baltimore City students have had school canceled because of a lack of air conditioning or a lack of heat. Did the candidates have proposed solutions there?
So there were only a few specific solutions. Lawyer Jim Shea had one of the more unique answers. He said there should be a fund made available to help local jurisdictions pay for emergency repairs in situations like the one Baltimore schools had this past winter. Several of the other candidates took the opportunity to criticize Governor Larry Hogan for what they said was his inaction.
What kinds of proposals do the candidates have for school funding?
They were asked specifically about the cost of implementing the recommendations of a commission studying how to improve public education in Maryland. The recommendations are expected to have a hefty price tag, possibly in the billions. Most of the candidates suggested they would be able to find the funding by taking a hard look at the state budget and moving money around. For example, former Michelle Obama advisor Krish Vignaraja suggested shifting money from expenses such as roads and police. Mattolino offered one of the more unique answers. Many of his General Assembly colleagues consider him a state budget expert, and he said the state already has the money thanks to changes in the federal tax code that are expected to boost state revenue.
Education, of course, the major focus. What other notable topics came up in the debate?
There was one question about whether control over the Baltimore Police, which is a state agency, should be given to the city, and most of the candidates said yes. Irvin had the most radical answer. She said there's no trust in the Baltimore Police Department among its citizens, and to completely get rid of the kind of corruption that's drawn attention most recently with the Gun Trace Task Force trials, she said the police department should be scrubbed completely, with some officers rehired afterward. Shea said citizens should have oversight of the police. Ross and Vignaraja both said the police should be recruiting locally so that the police live in the city and more closely resemble the communities they protect. And Mattolino was the only one to say the state should retain control of the police. He said this really is about whether the police is governed by state or city law, so ceding control wouldn't change much. He said the state should just instead take a more active role in helping the city with its policing efforts.
Again, this debate airs Wednesday of next week on WMAR 2 News at 8 p.m. Early voting for the primary starts a week from today, Thursday, June 14th, and Election Day itself is Tuesday, the 26th. And WYPR's Rachel Bay will continue to bring us updates as the election approaches. Thanks for joining us this morning.
My pleasure.